Hi, I'm David Marquet, former nuclear submarine commander and author of Turn the Ship Around. In this book bite, I'd like to give you five insights from my new book written with Dr. Michael Gillespie, an organizational psychologist and psychology professor. Our book is Distancing, and it's about your superpower for better decision-making. Insight one, we live in a curated reality. In the early 1980s, Gordon Moore and Andy Grove, who were running Intel, faced a critical dilemma. Intel, founded a decade and a half earlier, was losing ground in its original business, memory chips, but had developed a new product, the 4004 microprocessor. The two leaders remained paralyzed for over a year, unable to make the decision to shift from memories to microprocessors, as the idea of abandoning memory chips was just all too painful. The breakthrough came when Grove asked Moore a pivotal question. If we got kicked out and the board brought in a new CEO, what do you think he would do? Moore replied instantly, he would get us out of memories. And that's just what they did. No new information, no new market updates, no reprocessing of the data, just a reframe that dropped the accumulated weight of all the decisions from the past leading up to this moment and broke through a year of drift. This sudden clarity emerged because Moore and Grove exited their self-immersed state, where their identity was deeply tied to memory chips. Memories were us, as Grove stated. The key to seeing clearly was to look at the situation from the perspective of someone who did not have that accumulated baggage, and even though it was imagined, it worked. I have seen this myself. As a nuclear submarine captain, every once in a while, an officer would come to me with a plan that was optimized for their department, but not for the submarine as a whole. So I would ask them variations on the following. What would you do if you were me? I'd leave them alone for a minute, typically to get a cup of coffee. And when I came back, they had a new plan, a better plan, one that was optimized for the submarine as a whole. It had been developed from a clearer perspective, formed at a higher level of thinking, and which considered longer-term implications better. Again, no new information, no new analysis, just a reframe of the situation from the perspective of someone else. Insight two, distance gives us perspective. There's another reason why this works. As we distance ourselves from something, the details blur, and what's left is the essence of the thing. If that thing is a decision, our brains focus on what's important and doesn't get distracted by details that may seem so important in the here and now. Think about a tree. You're standing right next to it. You see the ripples in the bark. You see a beetle crawling up the trunk. You see not just the individual leaves, but the veins in those leaves. And then you start walking back farther and farther. The bark blurs. The individual leaves fade. And now you see the tree as a whole. You can tell it's an oak tree and the shape of the major branches. But now keep moving away. It becomes just a green dot on the horizon. Just a tree. You're down to the essence of the thing. Now replace tree with decision. What should I major in? Should I attend a conference? Should I get a new job? When should I retire? The same thing happens. The farther you are from the decision, the more your brain sees what matters most. So here's the cool thing. Distance works whether you physically change your distance, like the tree example, or whether you imagine a different perspective. For example, you can become someone else. It also works if you imagine yourself being somewhere else or sometime else. We explore these three dimensions in the book. You can be someone else, be somewhere else, or be sometime else. The science behind this is really interesting. With psychological distance, we think about things, ideas, or decisions differently. One way in which we think about these things differently, you already know well. Up close, you think about the details. Far away, you think about the essence. Distance changes the way we think about things and the way we mentally construe them. The underlying science here is called construal level theory. We think of things that are close in time, space, or psychological distance at a low level of construal in the details, and we think of things that are far at higher levels of construal. These dimensions go hand in hand and reinforce each other. That's why it seems normal to say long ago in a galaxy far away, while long ago in a nearby galaxy sounds weird. Another way of saying this is that at lower levels of construal, we're more concerned with the how of the thing. And as we move away towards higher levels of construal, we think more about the what and ultimately the why of the thing. We move from how to make memory chips to what should we focus on and why. I would use this with my team when I wanted them to question, should we interport, not just how do we interport? Insight 3, be someone else. A great way to distance is to imagine ourselves as someone else. Going back to the Intel story, we see that by asking what would our replacements do, Moore and Grove invoke the be someone else dimension of psychological distancing. This is particularly effective if you think your attachment to the current situation is making it hard for you to see reality and alternatives in an unbiased way. We've seen people imagine themselves as various different others, their replacement, their boss, their grandchildren, their coach, a good friend, and so on. It does not matter as much who you choose to be so long as it isn't you. Most any distancing will help. So here's what to do. When you have a decision to make, imagine you are someone else, like, for example, your replacement, like Moore and Grove did. What would that person do? Insight number 4, be somewhere else. We can also trigger the benefits of distancing by mentally teleporting to a different location. William Ury is a distinguished fellow of the Harvard Negotiation Project and co-author of the best-selling book, Getting to Yes. In Getting to Yes, the authors describe the problems of digging into a self-immersed position during a negotiation. Once we take a position, we argue for and we defend it. We then identify with it, and it assimilates that position into the image we have of ourselves. That position could be $100 million for a strategic acquisition and not a penny more, or the number of inspectors a country is allowed to verify the absence of nuclear weapons. Compromising on our position means giving up a piece of ourselves, our identity. Our brains frame this as a loss. In addition to or even replacing the original objective of the negotiation, we now have a new objective, saving face. This is a hijack of focus from completing the task to protecting our image. But Ury has a trick to keep himself focused on the task at hand. Go to the balcony. In the heat of the moment, he likes to take a pause mentally and imagine he's up on the balcony looking down at the negotiations rather than sitting in his chair at the negotiation table. This activates the distancing mechanisms that will increase construal level, allowing you to refocus on the essence of the task. So here's what to do. To gain the needed distance, view the situation from the balcony. Do this in preparation for a stressful event or during a pause. This will let you see what's truly important and keep you on task. Insight 5, be sometime else. When Moore and Grove became their replacements, they also took a bit of the future perspective, becoming both someone else and sometime else. Becoming a future version of ourselves is a powerful reframe for making better decisions. Jeff Bezos had to make a tough decision to leave his job in order to start Amazon. He had a great job on Wall Street when he went to his boss with the idea to sell books on the internet. This was in 1994. His boss told him it was a great idea for someone who didn't already have a job, so he should think about it for a couple days. Bezos then imagined it this way. When I'm 80, what am I going to regret more, trying and failing or not trying? So he activated this feature where he imagined himself far from the decision, far from this year's bonus and next month's rent. There is another thing that happens specifically with this dimension. When you jump to the far side of the decision and look back on it, your brain reframes it in terms of regret, not change, which is scary. This biases us toward action as opposed to the inertia of the status quo. In the modern world, where change is happening so fast, this reframe often results in better decisions and a bigger life. So here's what to do. Become your future self, situated on the far side of the decision. From that perspective, now advise your current self. This advice will be less concerned with the immediacy of today, less fearful, and more aligned with your true values and vision of how you want to live your life. Ultimately, you will have less regret. Now you know the superpower that lets these leaders remove many of their biases, see reality more clearly, and make better decisions. Distance yourself from yourself along any of these dimensions, and you'll see more clearly too. So, check out our book, Distancing, for more stories and tips like this, plus the science behind them.